response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Yeah, here we go. It's Friday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy. April 25th. And a spring-like, misty, rainy start in some places this morning. But it's Friday, and that's a good thing. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. Hey, yeah.
We did it again.
We did. Yeah, like
we
what?
Did it again. Wait. We're terrible people.
Why? What'd we do?
We're always one step behind. You know what yesterday was that we totally, completely missed? Bring your kid to work day.
Oh, jeez. Really?
What are we doing? Yeah. Why do we always forget? Like, we are just, oh, God. Terrible.
So
you could have brought Ellie in yesterday.
And it's so funny because Jill, my wife, was saying, you got to bring Ellie to work because she wants to meet Sandy Waters. I'm like, yeah. Well, not meet her. You met her before, but she wants to see her.
Yes, and like, I want to see her.
I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea. I said, you know what? Make sure we get her to come in on a Thursday morning. And that would have been yesterday. And it would have been bring your child to work day.
Yes, and we had people in the studio. Like, Thursdays is the day to do it, too. Because, we always have a party in the studio
with
our Buzz fam. Oh, my God. How did we drop the ball? Anyone else totally drop the ball on that?
Didn't see that. And is it a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Isn't it? I didn't see anyone else.
I didn't go anywhere yesterday where I would see anybody with a child at work. Yeah.
Even in this building, though, like, you know, when I took the kids from RIT, they were in yesterday, and I was taking them on a tour, and I'm like, gosh, you know, so quiet in here. And if we had some kids, it would have livened it up.
I know. Well, we but bring your college student to work day yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I had one there. So it was kind of neat.
You know what? It kind of makes me feel very bad, guilty. Like, because aren't we supposed to be the ones to remind everyone else? Like, it's our job to remind you what you need to know to start your day.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not doing a very good job.
No, sorry about that, y'all. She should have done it like, they should have bring your kid to work day during like spring break. So it doesn't screw up school.
Yeah, I don't know why it's the 24th. Because it started, right, with bring your daughter to work day. That's a different day, right? And then it was, let's not just single out. Then it evolved into bring your
children,
son or daughter
kids to work. Yeah, right, yeah.
Is that a third holiday or is it, hang on. How many bring your kids are there?
I don't know.
Bring your son to work day?
It doesn't matter anymore. It's gone. It's done. It's out.
Do employers like it? Did anyone in the office bring their kid to work or were their kids in the office? And is it annoying or is it sweet?
I would make it on a Friday, too, instead of like on a Thursday.
Right.
Fridays are goof off day anyway. So it's like, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's a little less tuned in to the work thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of jobs, because I know my kids were trying to job shadow to figure out what they want to do in their life. And a lot of jobs don't even allow shadows. Like, you can't. It's like some privacy legal something or other. It's so hard to even shadow anybody nowadays. Because
companies
have these limitations.
How many of our children have been compromised by Chinese spy agencies? You don't want them in your corporate offices.
I wasn't thinking that, but okay.
Do you have Timo on your phone? Yep. Nope. Can't bring your kid to work.
They're bringing TikTok in the office? No.
Nope.
No. Yeah. We ain't doing that. You're not allowed.
Yeah, Chinese spy agencies.
No.
Okay, so what a day yesterday. Oh, God. I was so lucky when Ellie got out of school. I'm home at that point. And we took right off and went to the park and did the kite thing and we did the playground thing.
Yay.
And we almost got stung by a sandbox full of bees. And then we ended up going to Abbott's and got ice cream at 4 o'clock. And then Ellie's bath bombs came in. And my wife ordered bath bombs in the mail.
Oh, that's the best.
She had never been. This is the first time she's ever had a bath bomb. And she was in the tub for no less than 45 minutes. I could not get her out. I'm like, isn't it cold? Are you doing the ice bucket challenge in the tub?
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, God, it was a great day. Aww. Great day. We flew a kite. Oh, first time ever. A lot of first times yesterday. First time at Abbott's, first time flying a kite, first time with the bath
bomb. Oh my God. What a perfect little day yesterday.
Just don't you want your kids just to stay at that age for the rest of their lives, right?
Yeah.
It's 98.9 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Yes, here we are, 57 degrees. A mild start to Friday morning. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. A little sprinkling maybe today.
This is crazy. So there's going to be a new movie in the works.
Oh.
And when I say it, what it is, you're going to be like, wait, what? Did you say that wrong? Toys R Us.
Wait, Toy Movie. Story? This is a nope. Toy Story 5 is Tom Hanks is voicing right now.
Yeah, no. This is a Toys R Us. Like the store?
What?
Movie is in the works.
Jeffrey the Giraffe?
Yeah. Venturing into the world of cinema with a new live-action movie currently in development by Toys R Us Studios. I didn't even know there was a Toys R Us Studios.
What else have Toys R Us Studios made?
I don't know. Somebody, do you know the answer? The film aims to capture the essence of childhood wonder, drawing inspiration from classics like Big and Night at the Museum. This project is part of a broader trend, and I'm going to ask you if you like this trend, in Hollywood to create brand-based films following the huge success of movies like Barbie.
Huh. That was one of the first things I thought about. I was like, really? We're going to go see a movie about a company?
But the Barbie movie was so much more than that.
Oh, yeah.
I walked into it thinking it was going to be about, the Barbie doll Barbie. And, I mean, it was so much more powerful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if the Toys R Us movie is going to try to capture that same kind of powerful meaning.
Yeah. You know, in the movies, like the great plot line is, you know, tragedy and then coming back from tragedy and comedy and like that kind of thing.
Right? What is it? So, their bankruptcy?
Right. They go through the bankruptcy and they're turning off the lights at the beginning of the movie and it's like, and all the toys are sad.
This is great.
And the giraffe is like walking around pooping inside because nobody's there. And
And then they're like, listen, let's do a brainstorm. We're going to come up with a movie and we're going to revive this joint. And they all dig in the bins and get their costumes out. Oh my God. Toys R Us though. I miss Toys R Us where it was in the plaza in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I drive by that plaza on Ridge Road, I still think, I miss going there so much as a kid.
Wow.
I vividly, vividly remember that's where I got my first bike, my first big girl bike. And
really?
I still remember it was hanging up on, whatever.
Bike
on the
racks things, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And my mom had to call an employee over to bring it to, that moment in time is so vivid.
That's
I can
wild.
Still remember the smell of Toys R Us.
Did it smell like the giraffe poop that I was talking about?
Don't you have vivid memories? Even when you had kids,
it's weird. I had never been to a Toys R Us.
Oh.
Because I was from Livingston County. We didn't have retail experiences like you city folk had.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I know. I don't know if it is a good thing.
But then when your boys were young, I then remember being able to go into Toys R Us, my husband and I, for Christmas shopping for the girls. And we would get so excited and we would just go up and down the aisles and reminisce and buy things for the kids. That's another very vivid moment in my life.
Yeah.
Do you have that moment? Memory?
No, not really.
Oh,
not
come really. On.
I know. It's so weird. Hi, the boys. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott, Sandy. Happy Friday.
Hello, Ray. Hello. Happy Friday, Ray. Yay, Ray. Yay.
All right. I got another old store for you. Remember KB Toy Stores that used to be in the mall?
Oh, yeah. Weren't they the second competition to Toys R Us?
They were. They were more hobby, like a lot of models.
Oh,
RC toys.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And then I'll say, how can you just trinket toys, small little things from overseas, different countries and stuff that were popular over there.
KB
so
toys.
Let's play this. Let's play this game, and Ray, you can play along too.
Okay,
so I'm going to give you a toy.
Okay.
You have to decide if the toy was a real toy or if it's a fake toy.
Oh,
you ready?
Oh, okay. You ready? Okay, go.
Okay, Baby Laugh A Lot.
Baby Laugh A Lot. Of course,
a doll that laughed uncontrollably when you pulled her string.
That is a real toy.
right?
I'm going to say it's a real toy.
Yes, a creepy 1970s doll. Booger Babies with a Z at the end. A squishy collectible doll that came with slime-filled noses you could clean out.
Booger Babies? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. It was a real toy.
I'm going to say yes.
They did have poopy LOLs, which is weird, but no, not the booger babies.
Really? I tend to remember some kind of nose booger like slime thing. Yeah.
No, that one's fake. Okay, My Pet Monster.
I'm impressed that you actually came up with that.
My Pet Monster, a plush monster with big blue fur and breakaway handcuffs.
What do you say, Ray?
My plush monster. What the heck? I'm just guessing. I'm going to say yes.
My Pet Monster, Sandy?
Yeah.
I say yes, true.
A plush monster with big blue fur and breakaway handcuffs?
Yes.
Yes, that is a real
yes,
toy. What's
yes.
up with the handcuffs? I don't understand that part.
Well, you know, you don't want your monster to get away. No pun intended.
That is so wrong. That toy is wrong.
Not even going there.
Did anyone have that toy? Because that's messed up. It doesn't say what year it came out.
I can see it for some reason. I can picture it. It was like it looked like a giant rectangle, and it was fuzzy and it was furry.
I think that came out along the time when what was that series that had the dinosaurs and not the mama.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh, that was in the 2000s then.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Late 90s, 2000s?
Not the mama. Not the mama.
Yes.
Yeah, not the mama. Okay.
No. Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
Bye.
Be good, guys.
Okay, see you. Have a good weekend. I mean, I thought you were going to pull out one of those.
What?
One of the toys, like, you know, like where giant weighted darts that have giant pointy ends on them that you throw in the yard.
Oh, you know what? That's probably real.
It is.
It is real.
It was. Remember lawn darts?
Yes. It's
hey, 98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Would you call 911 if you saw a car pass a stopped school bus?
Oh, God. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I would think to call 911. Should I? Where are we supposed to?
Well, you want, you remember back in the old days at school? I remember Greece, it was one of the Greece schools. What's the one along the expressway? Odyssey?
Yeah, there was Odyssey there. There's Odyssey. Olympia there. Yeah.
Yeah, that you go by. I always remember seeing like this destroyed car in the front of the entrance. On occasion, they would do the simulation of the drunk driving or teens driving and recklessly teens, and they do like the whole triage where they'd reenact that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, they would have that at a lot of schools,
yeah.
Right? We do that. Like,
yeah.
I know Greece Athena would do that too, to around prom season.
Right, which is like around now.
Yep.
So now they're doing scenes where they mock up an accident where a school bus gets passed by a car and a student gets hit.
Oh my God, how are you supposed to mock that up?
Right? I mean, this is crazy. And you want to hear crazy? Rochester area alone. This is sick. I'm so disturbed by this because, you know, you got a kid that gets on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
The 50,000 drivers illegally pass school buses every day in New York
State. Oh, every day?
In New York State, every day, 50,000 cars pass stopped school buses when they're not supposed to. Rochester area alone, they did a survey of 892 school bus drivers around here. Mm-hmm. They reported 1,970 illegal passings in a typical school day here in the Rochester area. Almost 2,000. Now, you're talking Easter Onicoid had, this is for the school year so far, 1,077, Hilton, 318, Greece, 3,800, Webster, 1,003, and that's just through Friday, April 11th. What the actual F is going on with our community? Stop passing school buses. And guess what? Now, Adam Bello has teamed up the Monroe County executive. They have this company called Bus Patrol, which equips buses with cameras. And every time you pass the school bus, it's $250 automatically.
Well, Okay, so didn't they have, or wasn't it a district who had cameras and then, because there's a cost to putting these cameras on the buses.
Matters.
I thought this was already a thing, though, in some districts. Wasn't it?
The cameras?
Yeah,
it's not new. No, it's not new.
No, okay.
But you're getting, we put out how many?
But you get a fine. Okay, wait a minute. Let's talk this out here. First, still dangling that question out there. Have you ever called 911 when you saw someone pass a school bus? But if there's a fine, is that really going to curb the issue? Is it more of just like ignorant driving, just oblivious driving? I don't know if anyone intentionally says, oh, there's a school bus. Sorry, kid, I'm going. I don't know if anyone does that.
Really?
Do you think?
If you've ever ridden a school bus, you know. Okay, so now you grow up and you're driving. You know. Don't. Just don't.
Yeah, I know. But again, I'm saying I don't think it's, not that it's right. I'm not trying to defend, but I'm trying to just see, would cameras be the answer? Like the threat of, oh, you could be caught on camera and a fine. I guess it'll give you heightened awareness, but I think it gives us heightened awareness for those who already obey the rules. Like the people who are blowing that stop sign that pops out from the school bus. I think it's oblivious driving, the majority.
Well, then people need to pay attention more because nobody wants the kid to get hit by a car.
I don't know if a camera is the answer to oblivious driving. What's the answer to oblivious driving?
That's a start, because when you get a bill for $250 in the mail, you're going to be like, oh. And, and guess what? How many they've issued in Monroe County? 11,000.
11,000.
It's $2.7 million worth of fines they've sent out since the beginning of the school year. What is going on, people? Watch out for our kids. I was blown away by this. And if I ever see anybody pass a school bus, I will call 911.
Is it even possible to drop off a kid without having them to have to cross the street? I'm trying to think, like, logistically. It's too early for my
UPS always takes a left kind of thing?
Yeah, because that's the issue, right? Crossing the street and then a car not seeing. But is there a way for the school bus? Because I know a lot of school buses, to save fuel, to save time, they, you know, you don't get picked up and drop it off right at your house. That's obvious. But maybe, I don't know, maybe is that the, do we need to switch up the bus route?
They could put AI on it and they have it figure out, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because I think maybe you could solve some of this with just that.
I'm sure they thought of that. And I would assume they try as much as they can to, you know, limit kids from walking across the
road. We need a bus driver to call in. What is real? What is it? Because sometimes people who are like boots on the ground, the bus drivers themselves, they can see the answer. And then the high ups who really make the decisions have really no clue.
I do have a call. Let me pick up here, see what's going on. Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Oh, it's Ray again. Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Well, in my years of driving, it's ignorance.
Yeah.
It's a-hole attitude and patience. And the things I've seen over the years, I drive a tractor trailer. I don't like having to downshift and upshift, downshift and upshift. But I am not going to take out a child just because I'm in a hurry.
So Mr. Ryan, who's a bus driver, he was actually the girl's bus driver. He just texted and he said, oh, no, they intentionally go through our reds.
Yeah.
Like, what?
There's some people that are oblivious, but
traffic was stopped in front of me. There was four cars in front of me, myself, and then a few cars behind me, picking up children on the for the school bus. Some a-hole, three cars back, passed on the shoulder to the same shoulder the children were being picked up on and passed the school bus.
Oh, my God. That is, I can't even fathom.
To me, it should be an automatic 6-month suspension of your license and a $2,500 fine.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Hit them where it hurts.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I can't stand it.
I'm just raged. When I saw these statistics, it blew my mind. Thanks for the call. 11,000 tickets have been issued in the districts that are participating in this bus camera thing. Just remember, if there's a school bus, there's going to be a camera looking at you. Don't pass it.
$250. If there's a school bus, there's a kid on there.
Well, that too.
Don't pass it.
Yeah,
how about
exactly.
That?
Yeah, exactly. So there's that story. So it's just amazing. They generated almost $3 million since the beginning of the school year in fines from idiots passing school buses.
How many injuries? I don't care about the money that the state is making off of this. I want
county
to know how many. It's county. I want to know how much the, you know, are the kids okay?
Right, exactly. That's, I haven't heard of anything, part. Thank God.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I know this is going to shock you, but majority of people are not engaged at work.
Get out of here.
But the reason why, I don't know if it matches up with your reason why.
Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spazzano and Sandy. Why? What is the reason they're saying?
Okay, so first, there's a lot here. First, how many of you, or is anyone listening right now where you're so excited to go to work, you're engaged, you love it, it's the perfect workplace, 818-2899. Who are you? We want to meet you. A new Gallup poll survey found that 21% of workers around the world are considered engaged.
Okay.
Those are the people who feel inspired by their work and go above and beyond. 21%.
That's it.
Now, 62% are deemed not engaged. They're just kind of, you know, going through the motions.
Yep.
Minimum effort, getting their paycheck, not really going above and beyond, just hammering those paychecks to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 62%.
Mm-hmm.
17% of you actively disengaged.
Oh, wow.
You are emotionally against what the organization is trying to accomplish. Their workplace needs are not met. They feel resentment toward their organization, and they feel like they'll be the first to bolt for a better gig.
That's almost 20%.
Yes. So where are you, the 21%, the 62, or the 17?
62.
I don't know if I want to ask you. Oh, well, I'm just going to protect you. I was going to say you don't have to answer.
Well,
the boss is listening.
I'm between 62 and the 17.
Oh,
like,
no.
Leaning a little toward the 17.
That is the worst half to
I know.
Be a part of.
48 years doing this. I'm a little tired. I got to admit, I'm a little tired.
$438 billion lost in productivity.
Whee.
But that's globally. So.
Yeah.
That's all around. So
there's
that
a lot
number
of people
seems,
on this planet. Yeah, fine. That's nothing.
It's a lot of lazy people. And they say that a lot of it, if you want to join in on this, if you're a manager specifically, they say managers themselves have a lot of burnout because they have to please the higher-ups, but also they're being tasked with all this stupid extra stuff that they have to deal with. That they don't have the energy to pass it on to their employees, so they're not good managers. They didn't get schooled on how to be one, so now that trickles down to the employees feel like, well, hey, I don't even know what the expectation in my role is. I don't have one job. I have 20 million jobs. I don't get any feedback or recognition. So I'm going to, you know, there's an emotional disconnection.
I see.
And that's all the reasons why. So did I hit a hot button with anybody?
I think everybody's like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm on my way to work. Thanks a lot for making me feel great about it.
Well, just know that you're not alone. Everybody's disengaged.
That's right. 98.9 The Buzz, Spazzano and Sandy. I saw a funny video that Rick Springfield did years ago, how they're recording the Jesse's Girl song. And he's like, okay, you're going to do da-na-na-na-na-na, you're going to do this drum part. Jesse, you got the drum part. Jesse's playing drums, right? And he goes, and his girlfriend was sitting right next to Jesse, right? And he goes, and you can just stare right there. And then he starts singing the song, and she's like, what the hell? He's like, what are you doing? He finally quits and quits the drums and walks off because Rick Springfield's talking about his girlfriend in front of him. Jesse was the drummer. Very funny video.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Was he doing it just to be like, you know,
it kinda
teasing
looked like
him?
Yeah.
Or did he really have a crush on Jesse's girlfriend?
No. Well, the story turns at the end where Jesse, the drummer, walks out. And the girlfriend's like, I don't understand. He's like, yeah, he's been a little weird ever since I told him I was pregnant. And Rick's like, hey, Jesse, never mind. And that was the bit. It was really kind of funny and interesting. Do you know
that
what I'm doing?
You're stalling. You're trying to deflect.
Yeah.
You're trying to not have us have enough time to talk about this.
I am.
I see what you're doing.
I'm trying to eliminate this break and next break because you're going to give me crap about stuff.
Okay, hold on a second. I might be the only person who thinks this way.
Oh.
But this is just in my opinion. This is how I feel. It doesn't make you, you're not totally a bad parent. You're for the most part a good parent, but I
for the most part.
I question this. You're always leaving Ellie behind. You're going on these great trips, these great weekends. This next trip coming up that you told me about yesterday, it's like, oh, Ellie's going? No.
Okay.
Why are you always leaving her behind?
Cousin Chris's son is getting married to a girl whose parents are from India. And there's a wedding here, and then there's a wedding in India that we're invited to. Like, you know those weddings. They last like 5 days, straight days. It's like they're over-the-top, crazy, wild wedding. And we've been invited. And I'm like, Cousin Chris was over the other day, and we were talking about it, and he's like, guys, it would be so amazing if you could make it to this. I mean, not everybody can make it from over here.
Obviously.
Right? But I'm like, whoa, man. It's like in November, and we're like, yeah, let's go to India. And then Sandy asked me, she goes, are you going to bring your daughter? I'm like, no, she's five. Yeah, I want to bring a five-year-old to Mumbai, where there's 750 million people and 3 straight days of partying at a wedding. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. She'll have a great time.
You have, so no kids are allowed? There's not going to be one child there?
Didn't ask. I think it was pretty much assumed.
No, I already know the answer to that. You can bring your kid. The more you expose your kid to, the better. I mean, again, she's going to be like, where's mom and dad? They're gone.
No, I'm joking.
I just think you don't have to party hardcore. Be a parent. Bring them. Let her experience this. I would travel with my kids. I went as a newborn baby to Italy with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay to travel with them. Now you're going to expose her to all these cultures. That's fantastic.
She'll get her time.
No, she won't. Not with you. She'll have to find another man to go experience these things
another
with.
Another father?
No, just another man. Maybe her. Just anybody. When she gets older, I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Now
at five, she's not getting married.
You don't bring your kid to India they're 5 years old.
Well, then don't go.
No.
Because that's going to be a long trip. How long are we going for?
Probably, I don't know. I didn't ask. It's not very long. Just over, it's 3 days, probably
you
seven.
You can't go to India for 3 days.
No, it's probably seven.
Yeah, so yeah, a week without mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Where are they? They're having fun at this wedding that you were not invited
to. Grandma and grandpa. They're hanging.
No,
she's hanging. Nana and Poppy. They haven't seen her in 3 months. They've been in Florida.
I don't know. I just get the feel that there's just a pattern I don't like. Bring your kid to India. That'd be so cool. You know the show and tell coming back? She would have the best show and tell.
I don't know about that. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Don't let Sandy beat you up.
Yeah, I mean, this is not, it's not, not no.
Oh, it's not about, whatever, okay.
A six-year-old doesn't belong in India.
Well, or at a wedding where they
it's actually not a party that big.
An Indian wedding is
over the top. Well, then don't go. I say don't go.
No, I know, because that kid's going to be ruined if we go
out.
I know, right? thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Is it really the kid or is it the expense?
No, it's not.
Or
the
is
expense.
It because you don't want to have to watch her?
Well, we're going to be busy for 3 straight days. Hello, The Buzz.
Good morning, guys.
It's Tim.
What? How many people did you say live in India, Scott?
Like three quarters of a billion or something
what
like
does
that.
Does that matter?
Well, because there's a point to my madness, Sandy.
Okay.
Of course, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, first, I agree to not bring Ellie.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know,
she was 10. It might be different. Yeah.
Exactly. The only reason why Sandy wants you to bring her is because I could see Sandy partying it up, you know, having fun, dancing on a table or two maybe, and then look at Danger and go, oh, crap, where are the girls? She's too concerned about the wedding and the party.
You don't know Sandy. She's, well, she is. She is a party animal. So
that actually would be Scott on the table partying. Where's Ellie?
Where's Ellie?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Have a great morning.
Bye, buddy. I know.
All right, fine. Leave her alone. Leave her at home.
Yeah, you know what? You're always like saying, I got to see your little mooch. I haven't seen it so long. Why don't you take her for a week?
I will. And she'll be like, oh my God, is this what a mom and dad together look like?
This is what a real household looks like?
Yeah.
No, it'll be more like, Daddy, this weird lady washes her Ziplocs and dries them on a drying line. Jerker Justified's coming up in just a few minutes on Spisano and Sandy. Keep it right there. It has to do with, wait, what is this?
Well, this is the worst thing you could possibly do when somebody's talking to you.
They talk. You laugh. It's a whole thing. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justify.
Go ahead, lay it on. Lay it on.
Okay, so we brought it up yesterday at the end of the show. We had some RIT students in the studio with us, and Bill's Mafia Ken was in the studio with us too yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I kind of started the trial early yesterday, and I put the feelers out how they would think.
Yes.
So join in. They already already starting the tally of where people are casting their vote, but you join in on this. It all had to do with what Scott did mid-conversation.
All right, here's what happened yesterday morning. It was right near the end of the show.
So he did something on the air. I think it was yesterday. I don't even know if, Ken, maybe you caught this. I'm having a conversation. I'm talking. And what does he do in mid-conversation?
I don't know.
What did he yawns.
I really had a yawn.
In while someone is talking.
Justified.
Well, of course, you're the one who did it.
I mean, did you cover your mouth at all?
No. He did the biggest,
I did. I think.
You know how sometimes you didn't even move away. You know how sometimes you try to hide a yawn by keeping your mouth, forcing your mouth to stay close, so you make this weird face, he owned it. I was boring the heck out of him. So anyhow, I think that will be funny.
Okay.
So let's, you guys get early voting.
All right.
What do we say? Just shout it out.
Jerk or justified?
Boo.
Okay.
Jerk.
Ken?
He's justified.
Thank you.
Oh, Ken.
Come on.
You got it on.
I can't, it's like stifling a sneeze. You just can't do it.
You can look away, cover up.
Thank you.
Well, if she was on Zoom,
it's
I just
justified. It's a biological function.
Get out of here,
yeah.
Mike. No one wanted to hear me.
I like Mike.
Okay, you ladies, I think you're going to be on my side.
I think I
got to
say justified.
Yeah. Yawn happens.
You got to lean away.
I only got one favorite in the room. Oh, no, you too. Us three. That's it. We're good. We got this.
Uh-huh.
So, right now, with all their tallies,
pre-trial says justified, so let's see how the rest of it goes.
No, it doesn't. It's evenly split. Oh. It's a hung jury right now.
It is?
So now, it's evenly split. So 818-2899, you're going to decide the moral compass of Rochester. Think of the time where you were talking really deep into a story and the person you were telling the story to started a freaking yawn.
What?
Jerk or justified. Okay. Just even having this conversation makes me want to yawn.
I just yawned.
Does anyone
Has anybody just yawned because we're talking about yawning? Seriously.
When you're having a conversation with somebody and they yawn, are you offended by that? Does that make them a jerk or justified? Because it happened on the show the other day. Scott, big old hippo yawn.
It's funny because when you were talking, we were looking at each other through a Zoom feed and you weren't physically in the room. And you're talking, and I you're making a point, and I yawn, and you put the brakes on.
I did.
Stopped. Didn't even finish your thought.
Yeah, that's how offended I was. I have never once had anyone. I don't think I've had anyone ever do that to me as obnoxious as you did. I think it's just
known
rude.
You forever. It's like, come on! I'm not yawning at you. I'm yawning at the. I'm yawning at the radio show.
Your mind is taking a little mini nap while I'm talking.
No, I needed a mini nap before I got here. I was so tired.
Okay, anyhow.
818-2899. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified.
Good morning. I think it's a justified thing.
Yawns happen. You can't stifle a yawn.
Yeah, I mean, what's the expectation if you're not allowed to yawn then? Are you supposed to, stand? You're not allowed to blink, eye contact the whole time?
Well, blinking is not like a yawn. A blink or a yawn is like an eye roll.
No.
A yawn says, it's...
Wait. People eye roll during conversations, too, though. That's okay.
Yeah, that's also rude. Is that okay?
Not as rude as... Or it's more rude to eye roll than it is to yawn.
Yes. You can't. You know? All right. Thank you. I'll take the justified. Yep. I appreciate it. Good morning. The Buzz. Jerker Justified.
I got to go with Justified. You two have been together so long, I think it's just natural. And maybe Scott was just letting you know that whatever it was you were saying just wasn't holding his interest.
I have not gotten the chance. Hold on, everybody. I have not gotten a chance to state my claim here.
Oh, yeah. Stayed away.
I literally had to yawn. I wasn't yawning on purpose to mock you. A yawn came out. We get up at ungod o'clock. I was tired, and I'm tired right now.
I get up at the same time you do. I have never once yawned when you were talking.
Yes, you have.
No, not the way you did. You were like a hippo was in the studio.
I don't care.
I try to be discreet and polite with my yawn.
You don't have to be.
I can see down your throat.
Yeah,
I mean, you do have a nice uvula, but
thank you, uvula. Anyway,
uvula.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. See, I like this. Justified.
I just wanted to go in there and tickle it when you were gone.
Stop.
Tickle.
Hello, the Buzz. Jericho justified to yawn during a conversation.
I'm sorry, Scott, but it's Jerk.
Really?
Heidi.
I didn't do it on purpose. It just came out.
No, but I also but I'm kind of in the middle because it's kind of like you're ADD. You don't know what you're doing.
You know, I understand those who have ADD, but you can't keep using it as an excuse.
Okay, so if he was going to yawn like a hippo, he should have at least said, "Excuse me."
Yeah,
she was talking, and we were doing a break on the radio. No one can see us. And she completely decided to put her hooks in me and drag me down. Jeez,
I didn't think I was reading a bedtime story on the air.
Thanks,
you know Sandy's sensitive, so you have to say excuse me so that she doesn't think you're yawning at her.
But no one saw it except her.
Hold on. I don't want to be known as sensitive. Yeah. That's Scott's role.
No, she's
I don't want to be that person.
Well, then you're picky.
But you
then.
Are sensitive, Sandy. You're a kind sensitive.
Oh, all right. Yeah, thanks, Heidi.
The kind of sensitive.
I love you guys.
Goodbye.
The kind of sensitive that bores people, I guess. I wonder how many of you yawn when I'm talking.
The verdict is
what?
Well, it ended up being justified.
I know.
Justified.
If you do it on purpose, you're a jerk, but it wasn't on purpose.
Jerk. Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Aye, righty. It's Friday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy for just joining us. Thank you. Happy Friday to ya.
Now, before we get into this whole deciding if this mom is cuckoo-machoo crazy or if it's good parenting, I found my husband this morning?
Where?
He was sitting under the bed. Up.
Uh-huh.
Because of the NFL draft last night. I don't know when it ended.
Oh, God,
He was sitting on the couch, but he wasn't even laying down like comfy. He was like sitting up like he totally fell asleep mid-watching draft.
He was sleeping sitting up?
Yeah, he's nodding. He must have nodded off and then just never nodded back on. I don't know.
Yeah, the Bills did pick their pick in the 30th round. Kentucky's Maxwell Hairston is the 30th pick, and okay. Bills got it. So he's.
I don't know when that ended. Does anyone know? I don't know.
It never ended.
Clearly, according to my husband in his position.
It goes late.
No. So what do you think about this? And it was so funny when my friend was telling me this, and I promised I wouldn't totally call him out because his wife listens to the show, and she's so stinking sweet and cute, and I am going to back her up.
Albeit a little bit crazy.
Well, aren't we all? So he was telling me how his son just got his driver's license and first time driving to school ever.
Nice.
Great, right? Mom decides to follow him. So his son pulls out of the driveway. Great. Fantastic. 5 minutes later, he sees his wife come downstairs, put on her jacket, grab her keys. And he's like, where are you going? I'm following him.
What?
To school. To make sure. I don't know why. Just
so
to
she's going
to
pull in 5 minutes after he parks and she's going to like scour the parking lot or something.
I'm not sure. Well, it probably wasn't 5 minutes. It probably quickly after.
Immediately afterwards. I mean, that's weird. Yeah. Nah, it's definitely bad parenting.
Pretty much immediately after to follow him to school.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Does it really make you, okay, it's slightly crazy, but is it bad parenting?
I just believe you need to give these kids space in order to grow. If your kids aren't growing, then you're smothering them.
Growth is obviously going to happen. Like, I'm going to try to back her up here.
Stunted.
She. It's not like she's like, hey, let me ride alongside you. Let me get in the passenger seat, right? So he has his growth. He has no idea. He's completely oblivious to the fact mom's behind him.
What good will this do?
It just gives her peace of mind. I totally get
so,
that.
Okay, so she's following him, hoping the best, but then...
Yeah.
So then he gets into a car accident and sees the worst.
Well, she could be there to spring into action and help him. I don't know. That is painful. That's also like watching a kid on 360. Like 360, where you just watch them. And what are you going to do if something bad happens?
There's nothing you can do. Just experience it as it's happening.
Well, no, after you could, like, he gets home from school. Let's say he made a boo-boo on the road or he's sped or something. You could, okay, so I so happen to think that maybe we should talk more about red lights and how you need to stop at them. You know, something like that. 818-2899. Messages are coming in on social, and that's how you can reach out to us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, they're saying bad parenting. Bad parenting, let him go. You're teaching him to be... not teaching him to be independent doing that. You're smothering him. Can you say holy helicopter parenting?
Wow.
Let him spread his wings or he'll never fly. Well, eventually they're going to fly.
You know, I do that whole umbilical cord joke where, you know, like it's all I can think of is like a rubber band when you stretch it and then you pluck it, it goes boing, 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 boing. That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
You know what I hope with that rubber band analogy? That they spring right back into my arms.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're calling 818-2899.
Good parents or bad parents?
Oh, let me ask you a question. Do you know if she followed the school bus on his first day of kindergarten, too?
You know what? I don't know for sure, but it kind of feels like that would be a yes.
Yeah, and
what's wrong with that? Is it really bad?
I'm just going on traits and stereotypes here. Is she Italian?
He is.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't look. I don't know.
Because I can see her getting us from her crazy Italian mom who would follow the bus, and then she followed the bus, like that kind of thing. So she's fine. Right.
It's not just an Italian
thing. It's the whole
to love our children and make sure they're safe.
The whole umbilical cord, thing, you know, that never comes off thing, you know, extension cord, umbilical cord.
Okay. What do you think? 818-2899. So far, Scott says it's bad parenting.
Yeah,
all the text messages that have come in say it's bad parenting.
All right, let's take some calls here on The Buzz. Good morning, The Buzz.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is Chrissy. First time, long time.
Oh, yay.
I love you.
That's one. That's one.
All right, cuckoo machoo crazy mom, or it makes sense. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy mom.
I know.
I mean, I can empathize that she, like, loves her kid and is concerned enough that she, like, wants to, you know, protect him. But, like, the kid is not 2 years old anymore. This is time to take the training wheels off, mom, and start trusting your child because it's just going to get worse as the kid gets older. The kid's going to start, you know, acting out if she doesn't loosen the leash.
It is funny, though, like when your kid starts, no matter how much you prepare yourself for when your first child or any child gets their driver's license, permit, whatever, it's just natural human tendency to just be like,
You want to be there. You want to see. You want to make sure they're not making a mistake. So what about a GoPro camera or something?
What?
Like a dash cam that you can watch?
The kid know?
Well, no, we are not going to tell the kid. No way the kid's going to say yes to it.
Oh, you want
well,
me to
yeah,
spy
then
cam?
When the kid finds out inevitably.
Yeah.
That breaks the trust.
Yeah.
The kid already probably knows mom's crazy. Like, my kids already know I'm crazy. It's just they know. It's to be expected. Do you have kids yourself?
I don't, but my partner does.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, like, you got to give them that permission. I remember handing my son the keys to go to the grocery store, to Wegmans, and pick up like milk and eggs or something like that. And he did it. He was so proud of himself. And I saw him drive out the street and I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
We've done enough practicing. I mean, it's all here.
That's a really great balance, right? You're like, you're imprinting on this kid. Yes, you have freedom, but with it comes responsibility.
Exactly. Boom. Exactly.
Oh, gosh, I hope she's not listening then.
And since then, he's had his car stolen 3 times and got carjacked once. So besides that, everything's fine.
Oh, look at you.
He's 30 right, well, now. It doesn't matter. It's been a while.
I hope she's not listening right now because nobody agrees with her. Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Chrissy, thanks for calling. You're welcome. I'm glad you called in. You can call anytime, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks for calling the buzz.
Bye.
Hey, I love the fact that it's Friday on 98.9 The Buzz, and it's time to kick off the weekend. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, and mystery guest.
Mystery guest?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say mystery date.
Maybe we should do like those TV shows do, where they're like, say something, and then we have to try to guess who the guest is.
Oh, yes.
No, we're not going to do it. From the Buzz fam. Terry from Arlene's.
Terry! Hi, how are you?
Hello!
Hello!
So great to be with you on a Friday. Yeah. This is a big weekend. I've been volunteering my time with the Ugly Disco for about 8 years, and we've been sponsoring them for a long time.
Really? Well, that would make sense.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. How much did those guys raise? They raised a ton of money over the last 20 zillion years.
Oh, a lot, yes. Yeah, and it's all for Galisano Children's Hospital, so
that would be so nice.
That's do it for the kiddos.
What's the weirdest disco outfit that I could find at Arlene's?
Oh, there is a fantastic purple pimp outfit that the trim all goes under black light.
Nice. And
full-on furry look. Oh, it's amazing. Big old hat.
I always love that magic trick stuff that you guys have, because I'm a geek about
that.
Scott wants to be a magician.
Yep.
He tried to use that to, you know, turn Jill on when he first met her. But
well, the trick's on her. It's been 15 years.
The trick's on her.
The hypnosis course worked.
Okay. Anyway. Well, we appreciate you for being part of the Buzz fam as always. You're the best.
All right. And Ugly Disco's this weekend?
It is. It is Saturday the 26th, downtown at the Hyatt.
Raise some good money and look for the crazy pimp outfit, okay? Let's do this.
Let's go.
The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Woo! Wow, the weather's been amazing, and I just hope it continues throughout the weekend. And I will say that doesn't matter. It's still going to be the weekend, and that's what makes it great. All right, Terry, I don't know. Have you ever been on Kickoff the Weekend with us before? I don't remember.
I have not. I've listened to it. I danced around the office while you guys are doing it, but no, I've never been on.
Well, I got Southside Johnny. We're having a party queued up, ready to go, and you know what we do right at the end of this, right? Okay, here we go. Ready, Sandy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Sandy, it is now time to kick
off.
Do it.
The Weekend.
Yay! How about that?
Terry.
Yay.
Spisano and Sandy, like your neighbors. If your neighbors had a microphone. 98.9 The Buzz.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.